weekend, but forecasters say they expect it to get much stronger. It's been a rough month for Americans in Afghanistan. CNN's Andy Rose says more U.S. troops have been killed this month than at any time since the war began almost a decade ago.
While the U.S. is trying to finish a big drawdown of troops from Afghanistan, August was a record for the number of American deaths there. The shootdown of a helicopter early this month was mainly responsible. That one incident killed 30 Americans, including 17 Navy SEALs. In all, 66 service members have died in August.
Four of Muammar Gaddafi's relatives have fled Libya. CNN national security contributor Fran Townsend says Gaddafi's wife and three of his kids are now in Algeria, according to its foreign ministry.
It's interesting to me, we find that they're in Algeria because it was CNN that reported about a week ago that they had attempted to flee to Tunisia, where Tunisian opposition, who are now in control, refused to accept them.
A diplomat says Algeria allowed the Gaddafis in on humanitarian grounds. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Who has the best back-to-school event in the business?
Depot does!
Office Depot announces even lower prices on 75 top back-to-school items, plus weekly specials you won't believe. Fiskars scissors, just $1. 12-pack paper-made mechanical pencils, just $1. Pencil box, 1 cent. That's right, 1 cent. It's the back-to-school event at Office Depot. Don't be late. Expires 9-3. Pencil box and scissors number 5, pencils number 3.
Norman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Brace yourself for another report on housing this morning. The S&P Case-Shiller Index of Home Prices will be released a half hour before Wall Street's opening bell. It is expected to show a third consecutive monthly increase, yes, increase, in the median values of U.S. home properties. Sounds good, as if we're heading towards stability. But economists point out month-to-month changes in values are less important than where we are from this time last year, and that is still about 6% down. There is no question that Groupon and Living Social are two of the biggest big hits in e-commerce over the past year. So big, in fact, that the Daily Deals websites are becoming something of a duopoly. Last week, Facebook got out of the Daily Deal business, citing the competition, and reports say Yelp is now bowing out of Daily Deals. Five of the past six Wall Street trading days have been winners. Today might not be. S&P futures down 7, NASDAQ futures off 13. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac, that's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I had taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday morning program. Hope you are all well. We've got actually a fantastic program lined up for you today. I mean, truly a fantastic program. Ira Salters will be with us a little bit later on. Tomorrow, her last day of work. Who is she? She is the president of the Michigan Education Association. And what a way to go out with all of the turmoil. She has led with confidence and courage and very proud of the work that Iris has done. So we'll look forward to visiting with her a little bit later on in the hour. Detroit City Councilwoman Chantel Jenkins will be joining us as well. A rally for the Detroit school system. Got to get them kids to school next Tuesday and just to find out from her exactly what is going on. There's a great program that she's here to promote. And, of course, the star of the day, if you will. I mean, after those two, how could it get better? Well, I guess that's a matter of perspective. But Richard Trumka will be with us. He's the international president of the American Federation of Labor, the AFL-CIO. And we'll look forward to having him on. He has been a smack dab in the middle of a new fight to reform the political system as we know it today. And if you've never heard this guy speak, you are in for a real treat. So we've got a great day lined up for you today. And as always, very, very happy to be with you and engage with you. And I want to remind you that we have a toll-free number. Can't make it any easier for you to call the show. 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. We're still searching for that elusive first tweet from a listener. And so I guess maybe it tells me something about the age, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the age of the audience. But I'm just guessing, since you guys aren't big Twitter people, chances are you're a little older. That's okay. So am I. Anyway, on this early morning, we begin with very sad news for the Clear Channel family. Clear Channel, of course, the corporation that owns this and six other radio stations in the building. Tom Killer Kowalski, well-known by sports fans, the state and actually the country over as a columnist for Sporting News, for Booth Newspapers, formerly with the Oakland Press. Many, of course, know him as his work as the Detroit Lions beat reporter, which is where most of you would know him. And, of course, anybody that listens to sports talk radio knows him from our own WDFN, which is literally next door to where I'm sitting right now. And joining me now is producer extraordinaire Jeff Radford, who had the great fortune to work with Killer for a period of time. And certainly very sad news for the industry, nationally and internationally, Jeff. This made headline news yesterday. Tom Kowalski, well-respected, obviously will not be easily forgotten.
No, yeah, and you brought up Twitter earlier. I don't know if people know how Twitter works, but the more someone talks or people talk about something, it goes on this list called trending. And yesterday, nationwide, Tom Kowalski was trending. That just tells you how much respect and how well known he was, how well respected he was, and how well liked he was. So it was a big deal when it happened, and it surprised a lot of people. 51 years young, and it's something that I know that this studio, this area, Clear Channel Radio, Booth Newspapers, any Detroit fans that ever interacted with Killer, because he was on Facebook and Twitter and always would always respond to people's questions or comments, and It was a sad day yesterday, and it'll be a sad time for people still grieving about the loss of Killer.
You know, my son Anthony followed him on Twitter, and apparently he tweeted Friday night, Sunday night, something about "I'll kill y'all in the morning." Was one of his last tweets, and of course that was just that was just Kowalski speak. He wasn't obviously looking to kill anybody. So I'm only saying that because there are people that obviously don't know who he is, but I understand he hadn't been feeling well. In fact, he had tweeted earlier in the day, according to my son, that he was going to be taking some time off before the football season began because he just had been feeling down and wanted to get some rest before the season started. Have you heard anything about that?
No, that's news to me.
All right. Well, it's unfortunate. We don't know the cause of death yet, of course. And it's silly to assume anything, just to know that it's a shock. And obviously, I had a chance to listen to WDFN yesterday afternoon and learned a lot about Tom Kowalski that I didn't know, including that he was a hardcore conservative. And in fact, Mike Stone, who is now on another station on the FM dial, said that he was not only a hardcore conservative, if you weren't one, frankly, he just thought you were stupid. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being a man of your convictions. I also learned that he never showed up at a party without his own beer because he was always afraid that people would run out. I got a kick out of that. But nothing but praise for this guy. And certainly what Jim Schwartz did yesterday at the Daily Press Conference was one of the classiest things I've ever heard. I'm sure you heard about that by now. I'm assuming that anyway, Jeff.
Yeah, the kind words he had to say, and the Lions organization as well put out, it showed a lot of respect for him. And if you worked, obviously I shouldn't say if you worked with him in the locker room, not a lot of people had a chance to do that, but when I went in the locker room with him, it's not that he took me under his wing or anything, but we were both from DFN, he was writing for Booth newspapers as well, though, and I just followed his lead, and he was unbelievably well-respected by the players. He could crack a joke with any of them. He actually looked like one of them. He was that big of a guy where he not many players, I guess, have to worry about looking up at somebody, but he was one of the guys that you could do, that had that kind of respect in the locker room.
And how tall was he? So I said 6'7"?
I don't know if it was 6'7". I think 6'5", maybe.
Still, that's
pretty
tall.
Pretty big guy. Yeah, he could have... Could have played a line back in his day, probably.
Well, beyond the nice words that Jim Schwartz had to say to him, they actually let the first question go unanswered. Unasked, I should say. He apparently let off the questioning in the press room, and so they just kind of did a moment of silence in honor of him, which I thought was a pretty damn classy thing to do. And then I understand Bill Ford called DFN yesterday. And expressed his condolences to both Clear Channel and to Tom's family, which is, again, an awfully classy thing to do as well.
Yeah, it didn't stop there as well. Chris Mortensen called in. I know Adam Schefter knew him well. I know it's just, the big names, if you follow football, the big names in the NFL, or even in the media, ESPN, Yahoo Sports, everyone knew.
Well, he's part of this dinosaur breed of journalists. First of all, he was a true journalist. Let's keep that in mind. He's a true newspapers guy that made a seamless transition, not just to radio, but to the online world, because it's a different kind of writing. Writing for online is totally different. And, Booth wrote eloquently about, Tom Kowalski buying into what they were doing when they first went online. A lot of people thought it was crazy that they were doing it, and Kowalski said, no, if this is the direction you want to go in, I'll give you my best stuff. And, Jeff, in the online world, and I'm sure that you've found this as you've gotten more engaged in this show, a reporter now may post 4 or 5 pieces in a day. Now, they're quite a bit shorter than a full-length article, but, they're actually reporting on breaking news, as Killer did quite often. And, did it with a skill. But he's part of a breed of reporters that is, again, he comes from a journalism background. That seems to be a rarity these days. Again, he comes from a newspaper background. But how long had he been on that beat? Since 1978. You just don't see guys long-term like that, even in sports anymore. So certainly the industry lost a giant yesterday.
Well, do the math. That's what, 22 years? I'm guessing around 22 years. and he's only 51.
Actually, 32 years
is what I meant, because he was 20 is when he started. So, it was a long time for him to be covering Detroit Lions football.
And no one knew more. Nobody had been through more. Nobody under. I mean, there are people in the Lions organization don't have as much knowledge as Killer had. Literally. I'm not saying that just to say something nice. I mean, he had institutional knowledge of that franchise that people that work in the organization, obviously weren't around as long as he was around. And so he will be dearly missed. Of course, I listen to him on the radio from time to time, but I mostly know him from the Lions pregame show and reading his column. Mostly in the Oakland Press, didn't read him much once he moved to MLive mostly. But again, just a giant in the industry. I would imagine that wherever they have that funeral, it's not going to be big enough. I imagine no matter how large it is, they're going to fill that space. There's no question that's true.
Yeah, just one of the great guys, and behind the scenes great guys, because he always wanted to present that tough, gruff image, and while it probably worked, if you said something to him on a post or on a blog, or said something in Twitter and Facebook, and he put you down, I mean that was my first experience, is I had said something to him in a forum like that about the Lions and one of the players, and he let me know that I was wrong. And I met him in person, and behind the scenes, couldn't have been a nicer guy. And I will dearly miss him.
So. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, a quick break here, and then we'll get on with those things that we have to get on with this morning. But again, a great loss, and the Clear Channel family certainly feels that loss in a very big way. All right, this is 1310 WDTW. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. I'm Tony Truppiano. A quick break here. We'll be back and get this thing going. Stay with us.
With Tony Triano.
They want to see two girls come together and have a mud wrestling fight. And I think that this race is wide open.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Things are looking good out there on the freeways right now. Of course, road construction, always an issue this time of year. Evergreen 9 eastbound, that ramp to northbound 35 is currently closed for construction. I'm Ross with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, a high near 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 61. And then tomorrow, sunny once again, a high near 80. Currently, it is 62 and fair at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Great, more construction.
Yeah, it must be for a new sidewalk.
How do you know?
You see those levers on the cement truck that look like arms on a slot machine?
Oh, good eye. Tracy?
Jackpot! Yeah, she still feels it. She's been to MGM Grand Detroit with our expansive gaming floor that includes 4,000 winning slots.
Come on, big money!
Ma'am, we need that cement.
It's time to play at MGM Grand Detroit.
There's a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. This week's reason, a free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. Staples, that was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/2011.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano and First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back, Tony Trupiano with you. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Again, a sad day to start the day. And I'm going to add to the overall sadness. The Detroit Tigers lose last night 9-5. My Detroit Tigers. Some of you have pointed out that I try not to own them. I always own my Tigers. But they lost last night. Again, just a bad pitching performance. And, again, you score 4 runs and lose. You score 5 runs and lose. You lose. And that's the bottom line. You know, again, I'm not 100% convinced, Jeff, as we get to the end of August here. Again, we talked yesterday briefly about 09, being up 7 games and, of course, not winning the division that year. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about Cleveland. I'm not worried about the White Sox at this point. But, you know, and it's only 2 games, so let's not make this something it's not. They've been playing good baseball, and as long as they get back on track, I think they're going to be just fine.
Yep, 1 game. I mean, Scherzer's has been up and down all year. Obviously, yesterday, completely down from the first batter of the game. So I was he should have pulled him any sooner, but you could tell he's going to struggle all day long. And 3 solo shots is just too much.
It really is. So again, I'm not gonna freak out. Again, they're playing a team, Jeff. They need to be beating. Now I don't expect them to beat every bad team every single game. So instead of losing the last game of the series, they lost the first game. Let's just take it that way, and let's just win going forward. That's what we need to do.
Be a good start, especially you got 4 games at home against the Royals, and on Thursday, Jacob Turner pitches, so it would be nice to take 3 out of 4 against the Royals.
Is that an afternoon game, by the way?
I think Wednesday and Thursday are both.
Really?
I think.
Well,
I don't know.
Bonus for Tony. Though. That's nice. Well, as long as one of them is, I'm pretty happy.
I think Thursday is for sure.
Wow, that'd be awesome if we had 2, but I'll take 1. I'm fine with that. Anyway, again, we're not going to make too big a deal out of it. You know, if they end up losing all 4 games against Kansas City, then we'll be having a much different conversation. But let's keep our confidence up. Certainly, this is a team that knows how to win, full of veterans. And no question, I think that we can expect good things. Let's turn our attention now to Facebook. Let me also, start by saying to you, folks, we need them likes. We were doing great, chugging along. We haven't had a like since Friday. And that's a long time. So, you know, spread the word on the First Shift program. Get them over to Facebook. In fact, you folks aren't even as active as you once were on the Facebook page after the show. And so don't know what's going on. You know, maybe it's just the end of the summer thing and a lot of people are away and taking vacations and just enjoying the out of doors. But, you know, certainly Facebook is our way to interact with each other. But our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day. The Michigan state lawmakers announced yesterday that they will introduce legislation to extend tax credits for advanced battery manufacturers here in the state of Michigan to help grow the industry and create jobs in Michigan. Do you support these tax credits, which have been eliminated by Governor Rick Snyder? Do you support the tax credits. Now, it's very early on in the day, and we only have no votes. So two no votes to extending tax credits to the advanced battery manufacturers here in the state of Michigan. That is an industry that is growing. In fact, it's one of the few industries that's adding jobs. And unfortunately, because of the governor's new budget, where, you know, tax breaks are just not allowed. They're just not allowed under the governor's new program. And so the Democrats in the state legislature, in both in the House and in the Senate, and we're going to have somebody on to talk about it yet this week, obviously see a need to extend those tax credits. And they are important for, and we had this conversation, so I might as well just be upfront about it. We had this conversation a couple weeks back. They're important to green energy jobs. These green jobs that we talk about need subsidization because they are not as profitable as they need to be, although they are doing okay in the corporate structure. They're not as profitable as they would need to be on their own, and so these tax credits help keep them competitive. And ultimately, that's what we need to do. It would be different if we were talking about a technology that is kind of got a cloudy future. This does not have a, the advanced battery product does not have a cloudy future. It has a very clear and definitive future, and so it makes sense to invest in that technology because we are also investing in our workforce at the same time, which is an investment in infrastructure, which is an investment in increasing our tax revenue in the state of Michigan. So ultimately, it makes a great deal of sense to do this, whether or not the Democrats, who of course are in the minority, can garner enough votes to get this passed. That is another question. And whether they'll be able to do that or not, we'll find out. We'll certainly ask whoever guest we get. And we're going to have a state rep on either tomorrow or Thursday to talk about this. But that is really their biggest challenge right now, is to try to find Republican votes for this stuff. And, you know, read another article the other day, yesterday, or it might have been Sunday, that the new bridge may not necessarily have the Democratic votes the governor is relying on. And so what happens with the new international bridge crossing is still a big question mark. And as the longer they delay that, you know, Stephen Henderson said on the show last week, the longer that this bridge is delayed, the more costly it becomes to build it. You know, things don't get cheaper as time goes on. They get more expensive. So the governor needs to move that. And we're going to see pretty clearly here after the Labor Day holiday, we're going to see very, very clearly exactly what kind of relationship this governor is going to have with his own Republican colleagues. And I'm not convinced, and I may be proved to be wrong, but I'm not convinced that he is nearly as conservative as the rest of the Republican legislature. Now, I will say this. I'm not saying that he is a moderate by any measure, because we know from a fiscal standpoint, he's a nut job. You know, he's modeling the state after a business model that I don't believe is applicable to states, but we'll have to let that play out. You know, and as I suggested yesterday, and I'd read an article on MLive on Sunday, you know, the problem with what the governor has really done to this point and the policies that this legislature has agreed to, we may not even have him around before we find out if this stuff works. That's a dangerous policy. You know, that's really dangerous policy. You know, there's still this belief that the governor had never had any intention but to be a one-term governor, that he believes that he can fix us economically, and then he can just turn it over to a politician to do what? You know, that's the insanity of this. That makes no sense. He's almost acting like an emergency manager in a way. If you stop and think about it, the governor is almost acting as if he's an emergency manager, and we see how well that's working. And by the way, the conversation that we had yesterday, we had one guy call and say, hey, did you notice that, you know, a lot of all these emergency managers are happening in minority communities? Now, that really resonated with a lot of you. I got a lot of email on that because, yeah, they all happen to be in minority communities. And in a community like Allen Park, which is not a minority-based community, you know, where they're begging for an emergency manager, and Andy Dillon, the state treasurer, I wanted to say traitor, I'm sorry, has told them no. So this makes no sense. There's not a lot of logic to this. Yeah, I'm telling you, all of us, because we follow this stuff, you end up scratching your head and wondering, what the hell is the plan here? Because nothing is making itself very clear. A quick break here. Feel free to join us. We're open lines. We got some audio to get to, a lot of information to get at. So you'll want to stay punched in to First Shift. 888-552-3595. We'll take the break and be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. No problem on the roadways so far. Things are looking really, really good. Light traffic volumes, dry roads, really perfect conditions for driving. Of course, construction doesn't always make it that way. 96 eastbound, that ramp to Kent Lake Road is currently closed. And also, that same stretch, you're going to find some shoulder work going on. You got a traffic shift there for you, too. I'm Russ with traffic.
Drive through McDonald's today and try the new Cherry Berry Chiller. It's a new naturally flavored iced beverage featuring 100% fruit juice. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
A rather boring forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 61. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 80. Currently, it's fair and 62 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift with Tony Trupiano coming up after this.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says in many ways the U.S. has lost ground since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was alive. Jesse Russell reports.
This weekend, Washington, D.C. played host to the National Symposium on Jobs, Justice, and the American Dream. The symposium was held at the headquarters for the AFL-CIO and was intended to coincide with the unveiling of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. The dedication of the King Memorial was originally scheduled for Sunday, but due to Hurricane Irene, it was postponed. The symposium still went on as scheduled. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka spoke at the symposium. He said, over the last few years, the United States has lost ground on achievements reached during King's lifetime. He noted the national unemployment rate is twice what it was when King marched on Washington, D.C.
We live in a country less economically equal than in Dr. King's time. Jobs are scarcer. It's harder to go to college. And the right to a voice on the job has largely been taken away from America's workers.
The new date for the official dedication of the King Memorial will be in September or October.
Santos Castaneda is back to work at a warehouse in Chino, California, after being fired last week for passing out leaflets promoting a safe workplace. Castaneda says he was fired moments after speaking out at a rally urging NFI Industries to correct workplace abuses. Warehouse Workers United's Shaharier Kauchi says that Castaneda was reinstated after unfair labor practices were charged and thousands signed a petition urging Walmart and NFI Industries to rehire the worker activist.
Probably somebody above, either way at the company or even at the retail level, said, you have to fix this because clearly it was so blatant that, especially to do it in front of a community picket, a group of over 150 community members, clergy, leaders, to do that right in front of us while we were there supporting these workers. You know, it's kind of a thumb in the eye to all those folks who did come out. Workers are always taking a risk to stand up and speak up for their rights, but there also is a clear benefit. If you stand up with a group, you join up with your coworkers, you join up with your colleagues and do it together, there's a better chance that you'll be able to be protected because there's strength in numbers.
This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
There is no question that Fox News has done its best to dumb down the average American and below. I would like to think that smarter people get it. That's not always true. As I've learned over the course of time, many of you are not aware that prior to this show, I did an afternoon show right here on WDTW. It was actually syndicated, but one of my affiliates was 1310. And so I was heard every afternoon, and I was often a guest on Fox News, representing, of course, the left. And spent, 15, 20, 25 visits over the course of a year or so on Fox News. They seemed to like the trouble I caused. And I was always astounded by the email that I would get after I would be on the show. Obviously, they have a national platform. Actually, I think they're still the number one cable news outlet in the country, which should scare us at any measure. But you know, it is what it is. But you begin to wonder when you look at Sean Hannity, who is just an asshat. I mean, this guy's just an asshat. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. He is so full of himself. And yet he has made millions upon millions of dollars lying to the American people. I mean, you don't have to agree with me. I totally get that. And I'm the one that challenges you to challenge what I say. I'm not a millionaire by any stretch of the imagination, I can assure you. And so what's the message that sends to me is that maybe I should start lying because I would be wealthier, but I'm not going to do that. But that doesn't mean that I don't have an opportunity to, you know, to call it as I see it. And not only is Sean Hannity an asshat, Fox News lies to you and you continue to believe it. But they also like to manufacture stuff that doesn't exist. And so one of the things that they decided to talk about yesterday, and you know, you're going to say, hey, fair enough, because the people on the left do it. And we'll get into that in just a bit. And it's true. We do it. But we do it out of a sense of, I don't know, immediacy. There's an urgency. We want you to wake up to what's really happening. Fox News has decided to take a cue from the left, and, well, if they can't find it, they'll make it up. Let's start with...
We may just be starting down the road to 2012, but it's already clear that the mainstream media have set their sights on Rick Perry and are determined to take him down. Now, he's been tarred as a racist, religious zealot, and today Politico.com completes the slanderous trifecta with a headline that is blaring, "Is Rick Perry dumb?" Now, the question of intelligence is one the mainstream media never bothered to ask about President Obama. But today, BigGovernment.com, well, they're doing just that. Now, forget what the liberal media is saying. They want to know this. Is President Obama smart? Joining me with reaction, the editor of the Daily Caller, Fox News contributor Tucker Carlson, Democratic strategist Steve McMahon. All right, Steve, let's take a little rundown memory lane. If he's such a genius, he would have not lost 2.5 million jobs. He would have cut the deficit in half like he promised. He would have done all these things. Let's take a look at some of Obama's gaffes that a lot of people didn't pay attention to.
I've now been in 57 states. On this Memorial Day, as our nation honors its unbroken line of fallen heroes, and I see many of them in the audience here today, Navy Corpsman Christian Bouchard. Corpsman Bouchard responded, the men and women like Corpsman Bouchard.
What's a Navy Corpsman?
I don't know, Sean. You know,
he read it three times in one speech. He doesn't know what a corpsman is. Genius that he is. Brilliant, you know. I want to know why President Obama doesn't know what a Navy corpsman is. I want to know.
Sean.
Do you think if you read Corpsman three times, this is fascinating.
Right.
Because he's such a genius. I would be satisfied with a dumb president, actually, or one with bad taste or bad breath. I just want a president who kind of knows
what
he's doing, who has an understanding of basic economic principles sufficient to write the economy. And this guy, who I think probably does have a high IQ, clearly doesn't understand basic economics, and that's the problem.
All right, well, I wish all the Navy corpsmen out there my best, and appreciate you being with us, Steve.
That is a riot.
He caught Osama bin Laden.
George Bush and Dick Cheney, he had the intelligence. Thanks again to all our Navy corpsmen viewers out there.
All right, and again, just Sean Hannity insists. I mean, you know, were there gaffes? Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to deny that there were gaffes. They were gaffes. This wasn't a measure of intelligence. You know, this isn't like, you know, Sarah Palin saying that, you know, she can see Russia from her backyard. That's not a gaffe. All right. That's an intelligence gap. And there's a big difference. I mean, you know, Rick Perry saying that that Social Security is unconstitutional. That's not a gaffe. That's an intelligence gap. And there's such a big difference. But putting all that aside, What are we trying to accomplish here? We're already knee-deep, and we're not even close to beginning the primaries. We're already knee-deep into he said, she said, your candidate's stupider than my candidate. The problem, unfortunately, for Republicans is all of your candidates, all of them, with the exception of John Huntsman, are pretty freaking dumb. And it's just a fact. I mean, it's scary. It is absolutely scary. All right, yeah, a little more. Let's go to the next. Let's go to the next cut.
Questioning the intelligence of a leading Republican presidential candidate and governor of Texas. Texas Governor Rick Perry being criticized by enemies apparently, reportedly, on both sides of the aisle, including some leading Republicans. Portrayed as a, quote, right place, right time politician who looks the part but isn't so deep. One former Republican governor quoted by Politico as saying he's, quote, like Bush without the brains. Really? Michelle Malkin is a conservative columnist and a Fox News contributor and my guest now. Michelle, a source in Texas had passed Perry's transcripts from his years at Texas A&M to the Huffington Post, and recited that he got mostly C's, history a C, Shakespeare a D, econ a D, gym a C, veterinary anatomy a D, organic chem an F, and he got two A's, world military systems and improv of learning. He got an A. So now we know that he wasn't a very good student at Texas A&M, and what does this tell us, Michelle?
Well, I think it tells us more about the double standards of the media than anything else. We certainly haven't gotten, after 4 or 5 years of Obama gaffes aplenty, any kind of is Obama dumb from the Politico. I mean, this is a man who cannot pronounce Corman correctly.
But I want to ask you this. Does it matter? Should it matter if somebody's dumb?
I think that there is an elitist bigotry about the Republican Party. There always has been for decades and decades. And we can't allow the left side of the aisle and those who pose as objective, neutral journalists to frame the quality and the credentials of our candidates. I don't measure it on their college transcripts. I don't measure it on how much they may have paid to go to some Ivy League minted school. And again, you come to the double standards, because you can have the smartest Ivy League professors around, including the constitutional law professor who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now, but it doesn't mean anything if they don't have principles, if they don't have a commitment to the Constitution that they teach and warp to their liberal students, and if they don't have a sense of integrity and bedrock principles.
All right, so basically Michelle Malkin decided not to answer the question. So let me ask you the question. You heard Governor Rick Perry's transcripts. I mean, those are just a handful of classes. That would be a semester's worth of classes, maybe a little more than that. He fell out. He flunked out. Jeff, I don't know about where you went to college, but if you've got a couple D's and F and a couple A's, that's a failing record, right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. And I want to know what is improv of learning?
Well, I want to know how you get a C in gym.
Yeah, and that as well.
I mean, you know, he looks like a pretty fairly physically fit guy, so I can't imagine that it was that much of a challenge for him. So I'll assume maybe he skipped a lot of classes. You know, maybe his attendance affected his grade.
That's where I was going to go with it. A lot of these grades, it sounds like, and for me, you know, college was you show up, you at least get a passing grade. I mean, it's hard to show up and not get a passing grade, so... It sounds like maybe you just didn't take it seriously.
Well, you know, but doesn't that tell us something? I mean, if you show up, see, this goes back to my, you got to do more than show up, because it's easy to show up. It's what you do once you show up that matters, just to use the analogy since it was right in front of me. But, you know, doesn't it say something about the guy? You know, and I realize that your college days are not the same as your governor days. I'll give you that. But I think that it establishes a pattern of behavior. I think it's fair to look at that, and I don't think this is even about smart versus dumb, to be honest with you. Listen, you don't get to be the president of the United States if you're stupid. George Bush wasn't a stupid man. He just didn't have a lot of common sense. He also was smart enough, and he came from a political family, that he was surrounded by pretty smart people. You know, I think that the ascendancy in history, I think, will prove me out on this. The ascendancy to Bill Clinton's presidency wasn't that he was necessarily a genius, which he is, that he surrounded himself with geniuses. You know, I've often, you know, I've owned businesses. I always have tried to hire people that are not just smarter than me, that have a better skill set than I do. In order to be successful at what we do, you know, we need to be able to do it bigger and better and more profoundly. I mean, doesn't that make sense at some point? And, you know, you don't own a business because your ego demands you own a business. Ultimately, you want to make money. And you, in order to be, in order to really display leadership, you have to be able to put your ego aside and, quote unquote, hire people that are smarter than you, that can do better work than you can do.
And that's one of my favorite stories about Henry Ford, is that he, I think, you know, the story goes that I remember is the SEC brought him up on charges because they said, here's a guy who failed out of high school. How can you be, you know, running a successful car company like this? And he basically said, look, I surround myself with people who are smart. I don't have to. They gave him all these tests and he couldn't complete the test. But he said, look, if I need to know the answer to these questions, I go and see my experts. That's why I've hired these guys. I surrounded myself with those people.
So I'll give Rick Perry that. Let's we'll actually talk more about this on the other side, because we do have to talk about who perhaps Rick Perry has surrounded himself with. And the only way to do that is to look at his record as governor. And frankly, it would lead one to believe that he's pretty freaking stupid. We'll take a break. We'll be back. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
So many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
And there you go. That's the number again on Twitter at Tony Trupiano and the email address tony@thetonyshow.org. We are going to go to the phones, so feel free to join us if you've got something on your mind. Let's welcome Lorraine in Detroit. Thanks for punching in this morning, Lorraine. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, I would just like to make a statement that the leaders of this country have basically sold out America to other countries through greed. They're concerned about their own invested interests, and they've sold the country out. And they based it on drugs and the National Rifle Association guns and violence. And also, they've spent a lot of their tax dollars in these false wars that we should not be involved in, as far as running after Gaddafi and running after all the other leaders. They have their own problems. America have their own problems. We need to... Charity starts at home. We need to take care of our own before we go and help someone else. We have the UN to address UN problems. But America has suffered. They've outsourced the knowledge, the wisdom over money.
Well, there's no question. Lorraine, listen, there's no question that greed is what drives this country. There's no question that Wall Street has too large an influence in policy. There's no question that especially today, as we see corporations have more and more influence in policy, whether we're talking about the American Legislative Exchange Council, whether we're talking about even President Obama's own cabinet, when he is hiring people out of corporate America to run his jobs program, a company, you know, like General Electric that has outsourced more jobs than it's creating domestically, this is problematic. Lorraine, how do you think?
Listen.
Go ahead.
Listen. For the last 8 years, prior to Obama being in office, this country was pretty much shipwrecked. And, of course, President Obama inherited a situation that has gotten worse. However, as far as who's surrounded who with brains, it seems as though everybody is just brainless, because the economy is so unhealthy in this country that they could take a page from the book of yesteryear and reconstruct this country, but they're not concerned about the country. Have you noticed that they're spending the money over in other countries, basically, to fight wars in other countries and so they can have democracy in their own countries when we don't even really have it here?
Yeah, of course I've noticed that, Lorraine. I've noticed that in a big way. I'm very concerned about it.
You got the young, you got the old, you do have... Well, I guess our people are so complacent, all they can do is push buttons and gather money and whatever. Money isn't everything. You sold the culture. You sold the values. You don't have common sense. The powers that be, as I said before, they stuck stupid on money. How much money do you need?
You see, but Lorraine, that's the difference between you and I, and especially conservatives. You and I are willing to do without less to help more. The other side wants more, and they don't care if the other side has less. But Lorraine, that's a big difference in philosophy. And you know, once you understand that, it may not make you feel better.
They really don't care for them. I understand.
And they don't.
All I'm saying is that the powers that be should not have that much power to destroy a country that they did not build. They inherited the wealth off the backs of others who built this country. They didn't even build the country.
Well,
and not only that, as I said before, I mean, it's about a silver spoon. That's all. Either you have it or you don't.
You're right. Lorraine, I appreciate your comments and your passion. More importantly, I appreciate your passion. And Lorraine is not wrong. You know, folks, as we go into this Labor Day weekend, put into context what Lorraine just said. Off the backs of people, great wealth was created. This is decades ago. Great wealth was created. But there was a time where America was bold enough, strong enough, courageous enough to say enough is enough. It is time you share that wealth. We don't want all of it. And we're certainly willing to give to, you know, let you keep what you rightfully earned. If you create, if you are a creator of anything, if you have created industry, a new paradigm, if you are a captain of industry, yes, you deserve the spoils that come your way, but not at the expense of those that have to maintain what has been created.
And if you're a rich person who owns a business, if you're, I'm sorry, a job creator, Tony, I'm sorry, If you're a job creator and you own a business, where do you get most of your money? From the average, everyday American person? And if they don't have the money to spend on your product, then you're not going to be making money. So doesn't it make sense to make sure that they have money so they can spend more money on what you sell
them? Yeah, but they found a new way around that. They decided to hoard the money. They keep the money. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago about the $2.3 trillion in liquid assets that are sitting in this country not being spent. $2.3 trillion, Jeff, that's a lot of freaking money. That creates a lot of opportunity. All right, but they're sitting on that money, so they don't need to worry about it. You know, I don't know if you happen to see that Warren Buffett invested $5 billion in Bank of America last week. Did you see that story?
I did.
Did you see the follow-up story to that? Do you know how much he made in one day off that deal? $387 million. And as a result of that deal, they will have to pay him. Are you ready for this? On a daily basis, $814,000 every single day for the next 10 years. How do you compete with that, Jeff? Nothing. There's no work involved. There's no sweat involved. There's no creativity involved. It's money making money. It's all liquid. How do you compete with that? You can't. I mean, think about the enormity of that. I'm an entrepreneur. I want to do something. I want to be better. I want to create opportunity. But those that have the money won't loan it. And when they do, they loan it to those that already have it. Jeff, we are lost in a sea of what? You know, again, as we go into this Labor Day weekend, I don't want people to be celebrating what this day stands for. I don't want you to celebrate that. I want you to be pensive. I want you to be thoughtful and mindful. I want you to be respectful of what has been given up. You need to do that. You need to remember where you've come from. And then you need to fight hard to protect that. And if you're not willing to do that, then frankly, I don't believe you are an American. At some point, and I don't know when enough is enough. For me, it was a long time ago. And some of you just haven't caught up to me yet. That's why I do this on a daily basis. But at some point, you need to stand up. And then you need to start moving towards a goal that makes sense. There is too much insanity in this world. We'll take a break. Russ coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. A lot to come this morning. I'm Tony Trupiano. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking great on the freeways right now. Traffic volumes light, moving at posted speeds. We're seeing some increased volumes right around the 75-696 interchange, but really nothing that'll slow you down. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
A dry forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, a high near 81 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 61, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 80. Currently, it's fair and 62 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after the top of the hour.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, cities and towns along the East Coast are cleaning up from Irene. One of the hardest hit places was Prattsville, New York. YNN reporter Megan Cruz arrived there Sunday, and she's been stranded ever since.
This is flooding that no one has ever seen here before. And yes, all the other smaller roads around this area have been flooded, so we're being told that there's no way for us to get out.
Obama administration officials will visit three of the hardest hit states today, Vermont, North Carolina, and Virginia. The pot of money the government uses to help people hit by disasters is almost gone. CNN's Christine Romans reports FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate insists it will be able to help everyone who needs it.
When you look at the climate in Washington, and you look at what some people say that this is an agency that is quote-unquote running on fumes, you have some concerns about whether or not you have the political unity to make sure that you keep this a fully funded disaster relief fund.
Muammar Gaddafi's wife and three of his kids have fled Libya and are now in Algeria. CNN national security contributor Fran Townsend says Gaddafi wants to be considered a martyr.
He has said from the beginning, it's not what I think, I mean, he has said from the beginning his preference is to die and have his blood spill on Libyan soil. And so I absolutely think this is all part of his preparation plan before he has to confront that.
Wall Street started the week with big gains, but Manny Schifrin with Kiplinger's doesn't expect the rally to last.
This market is so incredibly volatile and so unpredictable. There can just be a piece of bad news that comes out of Europe or with one of America's banks, and you'll see these recent gains evaporate very quickly.
Michael Vick has gone from riches to rags and now back to riches. The Eagles quarterback signed a six-year deal worth $100 million just 2 years after he was released from prison for dogfighting. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
For the ultimate football fan, there's nothing worse than watching the game with an obstructed view, like the one from the kitchen to the living room or from the bathroom to the den. That's why the ultimate fan goes to Sears. With great prices on top brands, get the perfect TV for every room in the house.
Come into Sears now for these exclusive deals. Get a 60-inch Zenith HD TV for only $9.99 or a 24-inch Panasonic HD TV for only $1.99.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store for offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 9/3.
People who've been appliance shopping lately have probably noticed the Energy Star label on just about everything, which makes it mean almost nothing. In fact, the EPA says the Energy Star program apparently has sought to maximize the number of products able to sport the label rather than maximizing energy efficiency. So changes are coming. The EPA and Energy Department are rolling out a new most efficient label, reserved only for exceptional, inspirational, or leading-edge products. If you're a big fan of daily coupon deals, there's a good chance your email inbox is almost too full to manage. That's the complaint of some daily deal operators as Groupon and Living Social grow ever bigger. Last week we told you Facebook has stopped its daily deal service after a year. Now reports say Yelp is quitting. Ahead of the latest on home prices expected to be up and consumer confidence expected to be down, stock futures are down. S&P futures losing 7, NASDAQ futures down 6. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Who has the best back-to-school event in the business?
Depot does!
Office Depot announces even lower prices on 75 top back-to-school items, plus weekly specials you won't believe. Fiskars scissors, just $1. 12-pack Papermate mechanical pencils, just $1. Pencil box, 1 cent. That's right, 1 cent. It's the back-to-school event at Office Depot. Don't be late. Expires 9-3. Pencil box and scissors limit 5, pencils limit 3.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
An idea. A thought. Born in Dearborn. The product of hard work, teamwork, pride. Put in the hands of the people.
For the people.
And made in America. It's time to punch in for your first shift. Now, here's Tony Triano.
And welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano back with you on this Tuesday morning program. The next, I'm telling you, the next 2 hours are going to probably be the favorite 2 hours I've done since we got back on the air in May. And it starts off with my guest in this half hour, Iris Salters from the MEA coming up in the next half hour. And then Richard Trumka from the AFL-CIO at the 8 o'clock hour. I just don't know that radio gets any better than this. Folks, anybody that listens to this show for any period of time knows that I'm deeply, deeply committed to Southeast Michigan. I'm deeply committed to my liberal leanings. There's no question that's true. And education has become a big focus. In fact, one of the things that Jeff and I share is a deep commitment to young people, to education, to empowering, to enlightening, to advocating for all the adjectives that you can think of. Because education has never been more important than it is today. Then we turn our attention to, you know, we got that one commercial that we run that my pet project for 2011 is voter registration. And that's true. You know, I think my pet project for 2012 is to do something to help the Detroit Public Schools dig out of this $350 million hole that they're in. To kind of reframe the discussion. Good things happen in Detroit. We just don't talk about them. Well, that's going to change in about 20 seconds. Joining me now is Chantel Jenkins. Of course, many of you know her as a Detroit City Councilwoman. She is a passionate, lifelong Detroiter, educated at Cass Tech High School, went to Wayne State, has worked in this community, and now serves this community as a servant in the most amazing way. This Saturday, she and Councilman James Tate will host a youth violence prevention task force event that we're here to talk to you about. So, Councilwoman, I want to welcome you to the first shift, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Good morning, Tony. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's talk a little. Before we talk about this great event that you have coming up, I really want to talk about an article I read in the Free Press about how important it is that we get kids to school next Tuesday in the Detroit public school system. We have a wonderful listening base in the Detroit community, which I'm very proud of. So, Councilwoman, if you would please talk to the parents that are listening to us right now, and let's talk about how important it is we get the kids to school next week.
You know, it is so important that we not only get them there, that they be prepared when they get there. School is, you know, it's how our children prepare for the future. As we talk about our workforce in Michigan and all the things that we do to turn our economy around and our state around, we can't do that without turning our school systems around. So we need our parents' help. We need to get every child in school. The teachers can't teach if the kids aren't there. So we need for all parents to be prepared next week, next Tuesday, to have kids on at school on time. We need our kids to be there fully rested. The schools will offer food if there's no food or if there are issues in the home. There are things in the schools being offered to help address some of those problems.
So we just need parents to reach out and help us help them.
Well, you know, Councilwoman Jenkins, I would even go as far as suggest things have never been better for the Detroit Public Schools. You've got lots of new buildings this year.
Mm-hmm.
You have the beautiful new buildings. Mm-hmm. You have a dedicated staff. I mean, the Detroit Federation of Teachers, the American Federation of Teachers, spent a lot of time this summer preparing for the upcoming school year.
Yes,
now we've got a new program that feeds every child in the Detroit Public Schools. Matters not what your need is. I mean, that's there. That program's there. I mean, again, there's so much to look forward to this school year.
Right.
So let's not forget all these wonderful victories that we're looking at right now. So let's talk about this event that you've got coming up on Saturday, September 3rd. And I want to start off by saying this is a free event.
So yes,
it's absolutely free. So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
It is a back-to-school youth explosion, and it's going to take place this Saturday, September 3rd, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Youthville, Detroit. And as you know, Tony, Youthville is located at 7375 Woodward Avenue near West Grand Boulevard. And the purpose of this event is, again, to help make sure kids are prepared to go back to school. One of the main issues of the task force, co-chaired by myself and James Tate, is to prevent youth violence. And you may remember last year, unfortunately, our first day of school was marred by violence. There was a shooting at Mumford High School, and we ended up doing an event at Mumford after the fact. Well, this year we want to talk about conflict resolution. We want to talk about violence prevention and gun control beforehand so that kids will start the first day with some tools and an understanding of what to do. We also want them to show up with backpacks and paper and pencils and pens and all the things that they'll need to be ready on the first day of school. So that's what the Youth Explosion will be all about. We're going to have workshops for kids as well as parents, teaching parents things to look out for, to know whether or not your child may be in trouble with gangs or with drugs, and places that you can go to reach out for help. It's being sponsored by Teen Hype, which is a Detroit-based organization that specializes in prevention services for youth. Coco from one of the local DJs will be there. And it's geared toward kids from the ages of 12 to 18. But all kids and parents will be welcome.
Well, you know, and again, you guys are even paying for parking. I mean, there's no excuse for parents not to come down with their kids age 12 to 18. And I don't even know that those are kids anymore, as smart as these young people are today. Well, you know, it's just the truth. Kids seem to be a whole lot more wise than when I was that age.
Absolutely. They have more exposure, much more exposure than we ever did as children.
Yeah, there's no question that's true. And in fact, let me let people know there's going to be food, there's going to be prizes, there's going to be back-to-school supplies. I mean, you guys really have got this thing figured out.
And there's going to be a poetry slam. The prizes are going to be, I mean, we're going to have some fantastic prizes, including things like a laptop computer. So there will be some major prizes. And we tried to do everything we could to make this fun and informative.
Well,
kids and parents.
I think it's you know, important to point out, Councilwoman, that this is forward-looking. You know, you certainly learned from last year, and it's an important discussion to have. Let's talk about this for a moment, because I think it's an important discussion to have. You know, as it comes to youth and violence, there is still an issue, and we can't ignore that issue exists. You know, certainly having an open dialogue about it, you'd like to think it's going to help prevent future violence. I would think that's the goal here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal. And part of preventing violence is giving kids positive alternatives. It's easy to say to a child, don't sell drugs, don't get involved in a gang. But we have to give kids alternatives. If that's your only existence, if that's all you know, if everybody on your block is involved in a gang, or if the only people who seem to be prosperous in your neighborhood are drug dealers, That's what you aspire to. So part of it is exposure. And one of the things that we do through our task force is make sure children are being exposed to job shadowing opportunities and internships and things that they would not otherwise have an opportunity to get that exposure to. So that'll be a part of this workshop, but it's a part of what we're doing all year round to prevent youth violence. If kids know that there's hope for them, the likelihood of them getting involved in violence is reduced. But if I don't believe there's hope for my life, how can I have any hope for yours?
Now, that's beautifully said. I don't know that I could have said that any better myself. You know, it's let's just repeat what's going on. Again, it's a back-to-school event this Saturday, September 3rd, at Youthville Detroit, which is at 7375 Woodward Avenue, just north of West Grant Boulevard. It starts at 10 o'clock, goes to 1 o'clock. Lots of special stuff to do. There are going to be food, surprises, back-to-school supplies. Any kid from the Detroit school kid from the age of 12 to 18 is welcome to encouraged to come. In fact, it's an important dialogue, Councilwoman, and I just want to make sure that if, you know, the little bit of help we can give those parents that are listening to us this morning, get your kids over to this wonderful rally. Let's start the school year off on a positive note. Again, there is a lot of positive stuff going on. We just, as a media, do a horrible job at reporting on the good stuff. And this
you for doing your part in reporting on this good stuff.
Well, it is a good thing, and we need to spend more time talking about the good things, and I think it's important that we do that. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and I wish you the best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Tony. And parents and kids, please come out. Hope to see you on Saturday.
All right.
If you're free Saturday, Tony, please come out.
You know what? I am free on Saturday, so I just may do that.
Good.
I just may do that. I would like to meet you. And just so you know, you're welcome on the show anytime. You want to bring any information to this show, just know that there's an open door policy for you, all right?
I appreciate that. I will definitely follow up.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks, Brittany, for connecting us. I'm glad that we did this morning.
Me too. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for all you're doing.
My pleasure. Okay. Councilman Sean Teal Jenkins, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to focus on education. In this hour, a little audio coming up from Bill Maher that you'll want to listen to. It's really, really poignant, and it actually fills a need that I need to express to you this morning. Because you know what? At some level, yes, parents, look in the mirror. It's about what you do. We'll take a break here. I'm Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We're going to focus on the number one priority on Americans' minds right now, and that is creating jobs. If we have to drag the Republicans with us, then we'll do that.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. You'll find some light slowdowns out there on 75 southbound between 12 mile down to around 9 mile at this point. Of course, it'll get a little bit heavier later on. We do have a disabled vehicle at the lodge southbound at Losser's blocked from the left lane. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 62. And then tomorrow, just a little bit cooler, partly sunny, a high in the upper 70s. To around 80. Currently it's fair and 62 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Mortgage rates as low as 2.625%, 3.05% APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $353 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-578-2208 to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-578-2208.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Recently on First Shift,
Bob King, president of the United Auto Workers. Retirees are reaching out to me this morning as well, Bob, and wanting to know if you're going to protect their interest in this latest round of negotiations with the auto companies.
We greatly honor and respect our retirees, so we've always been very strong in their passion to support and help retirees. We are very, very mindful of our retirees and helping them and honoring all the contributions they've made.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano. And welcome back, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. I want to thank Councilwoman Shauntill Jenkins for her time and certainly for this event. Folks, you know, again, if you are a parent of a Detroit school system child, 12 to 18 years old, go out to this event on Saturday, September 3rd from 10 to 1 at Youthville in Detroit and participate. You know, I think it's a great way to set the tone for the school year. Listen, all kids are the same. None of them are excited to go back to school. This is a really neat way to start the school year. And not every, you know, not every school system, you know, does something this impressive. You know, let's for a moment, and I want to play some audio from Bill Maher, but let's for a moment talk about the responsibility. We talk about administrators. We talk about funding. We talk about teachers a great deal, as we should, and I'm going to continue to do that. You know, we talk about, and we should talk about, the first chancellor of the new statewide special district who's going to be making, according to his contract, $1.5 million with a $175,000 signing bonus. And as John Covington looks to begin his first job, he leads behind a job in Kansas City that he had just started. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad indeed. So, you know, a black mark on this. But the kids shouldn't have to wear that. And that should also not affect as well parents. Because parents, your first obligation should be to your children. And your commitment to your children, yeah, I'm going to preach a little bit. The commitment to your children must be more than just being a pal. And I think you folks know that at some level. But do you take enough responsibility for your child's education? Listen, Bill Maher has his own way of saying things that need to be said, and let's listen to what he had to say about schools.
Let's not fire the teachers when students don't learn. Let's fire the parents. Last week, President Obama defended the firing of every single teacher in a struggling high school in a poor Rhode Island neighborhood, and the kids were outraged. They said, "Why blame our teachers? And who's President Obama?" I think it was Whitney Houston who said, I believe that children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. And that's the last sound piece of educational advice this country has gotten from a crackhead in the 1980s. I know what you're saying, but Bill, what do you know about raising kids? You don't have any. Yeah, I also don't have any fish, but I know not to fill their tank with Mountain Dew. What you do with your spawn affects me. They're the ones who run me over while they're texting. Yes, America has found its new boogeyman to blame for our crumbling educational system. It's just too easy to blame the teachers, what with their cushy teacher lounges and their fat cat salaries and their absolute authority about who gets a hall pass. But isn't it convenient that once again it turns out that the problem isn't us, and the fix is something that doesn't require us to change our behavior or spend any money? It's so simple. Fire the bad teachers. Hire good ones from some undisclosed location. And hey, while we're at it, let's cut taxes more. It's the kind of comprehensive educational solution that could only come from a completely ignorant people. Firing all the teachers may feel good. We're Americans. Kicking people when they're down is what we do. But it's not really their fault. Now, undeniably, there are some bad teachers out there. They don't know the material. They don't make things interesting. Every school has crappy teachers. Harvard has crappy teachers. They must. They gave us George Bush. But according to all the studies, it doesn't matter what teachers do. What matters is what parents do. The number one predictor of a child's academic success is parental involvement. It doesn't even matter if your kid goes to private or public school. It's been proven that just having books in the house makes a huge difference in a child's development. If your home is adorned with nothing but Hummel dolls, DVDs, and bleeding Jesuses, congratulations, you've just given your children the gift of duh. Sarah Palin said recently that she wrote on her hand because her father used to do it. I rest my case. So, when there are no books in the house and there are no parents in the house, you know who raises the kids? You're watching it now.
Yeah, and there you go. Bill Maher said it beautifully. Parents, we do have an obligation. Listen, I have three children. I was incredible. And listen, I'm just giving you my experience. I'm not holier than thou. I'm not perfect by any measure and don't want to paint myself to be that way. But I was engaged in their education. I joined the PTA. I went to parent-teacher conferences. I did homework with my kids. I read in front of them. They saw me reading for pleasure out of a real book in front of them. I encouraged them to follow that lead. We talked about school at dinner every night. If there was a problem, a note was sent. If it needed to be addressed, it was addressed. If there needed to be a punishment or repercussions because of that, well, then that happened. If they needed to be elevated because of something special they did, we celebrated that. You know, the school, and this is the way we handled it in our house. School is as important to our children as our jobs are to mom and dad. And so when we would have a discussion about how our days went, that included a discussion about how school was. Now, even if that conversation was as pedestrian as, whatever, or it sucked, we still had the discussion. And if it sucked, we asked why. And you know what happens? They don't like to explain it. So they don't say it sucks anymore. And they actually start giving examples of what happened. And all of a sudden, you've created a conversation. Imagine that. My kids were not all A students. Don't want to present them to be that way. My kids did not go through school unscathed. Yeah, they got in trouble from time to time. No, I did not raise the perfect family. But they were engaged, and they knew what was at stake, and they knew that we were keeping score, because sometimes you have to do that. Yes, kids don't like deadlines. They don't like papers. They don't like homework. They don't like to be told what to do by those in authority. Well, when you have teachers and you have parents, that's a lot of authority that you don't like that's influencing your life. Now, not every kid reacts the same way. I get that. And some are far more willing to do the work than others. I get that, too. I had three kids. We had three different experiences. Imagine that. But you have to keep the kids engaged, and that does begin at home. The greatest gift you can give your teacher is to be involved with your child's education. And there isn't a teacher in the world that wouldn't agree with what I just said. Imagine for a moment being a teacher and giving what you give every day, only to know that once you send that child out of the classroom, it will not be honored at home. Just imagine. Apply that to your job and see how you would feel. Ira Salter's on the other side of this, retiring president of the Michigan Education Association. A lot more good stuff to come. You're going to want to stay where you're at. I'm Tony Trupiano on First Shift. We'll be back after we take this quick break. You're listening to 1310 WDTW.
Team 10 WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning. This total traffic update brought to you by Lakeside Mall. Things are looking good on the freeways right now. You might tap the brakes a few times on that stretch of freeway between 12 Mile and 8 Mile on I-75, but really nothing major going on. I'm Russ with traffic.
Lakeside Mall's Family Recess event is Saturday, September 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. There will be exclusive offers, games, and prizes. Spend $150 and receive a $20 mall gift card. Offer valid while supplies last. Conditions apply. For more details, visit shop-lakesidemall.com.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service is a rather nice one. Today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 62, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high right around 80. Currently, it's fair and 62 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says in many ways the U.S. has lost ground since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was alive. Jesse Russell reports.
This weekend, Washington, D.C. played host to the National Symposium on Jobs, Justice, and the American Dream. The symposium was held at the headquarters for the AFL-CIO and was intended to coincide with the unveiling of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. The dedication of the King Memorial was originally scheduled for Sunday, but due to Hurricane Irene, it was postponed. The symposium still went on as scheduled. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka spoke at the symposium. He said, over the last few years, the United States has lost ground on achievements reached during King's lifetime. He noted the national unemployment rate is twice what it was when King marched on Washington, D.C.
We live in a country less economically equal than in Dr. King's time. Jobs are scarcer. It's harder to go to college. And the right to a voice on the job has largely been taken away from America's workers.
The new date for the official dedication of the King Memorial will be in September or October.
Santos Castaneda is back to work at a warehouse in Chino, California, after being fired last week for passing out leaflets promoting a safe workplace. Castaneda says he was fired moments after speaking out at a rally urging NFI Industries to correct workplace abuses. Warehouse Workers United's Shaharier Kauchi says that Castaneda was reinstated after unfair labor practices were charged and thousands signed a petition urging Walmart and NFI Industries to rehire the worker activist.
Probably somebody above, either way at the company or even at the retail level, said, you have to fix this because clearly it was so blatant that, especially to do it in front of a community picket, a group of over 150 community members, clergy, leaders, to do that right in front of us while we were there supporting these workers. You know, it's kind of a thumb in the eye to all those folks who did come out. Workers are always taking a risk to stand up and speak up for their rights, but there also is a clear benefit. If you stand up with a group, you join up with your coworkers, you join up with your colleagues and do it together, there's a better chance that you'll be able to be protected because there's strength in numbers.
This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary for Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back. It is 35 minutes after the hour. We are in wait of Ira Salters. In the meantime, we'll go open lines, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org is the email address, and at Tony Trupiano on Twitter, if you are so inclined. You know, yesterday we spoke in detail about the no-fault insurance laws, and it just so happened that yesterday a survey came out that I was not aware of. In fact, this was a few hours after the show ended, and I found it on MLive.com and by Peter Luke, and the article states, as lawmakers propose offering insured motorists an option of foregoing unlimited lifetime medical coverage, a survey commissioned by the medical providers found two-thirds of respondents preferred the blanket care the current system provides, which was a relief to read. Personal injury protection in auto policies now cover the first $500,000 in medical bills stemming from an auto accident. After that, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association and industry managed reinsurance fund picks up the rest, no matter how high the cost of medical care or how long the duration, which is critical. The MCCA assessment applied to every vehicle insured in Michigan rose $1.91 to $145 effective July 1st. While the rate fluctuates, that's the highest in the fund's 33-year history. Senate Bills 293 and 294, which we had asked you to call your state senators and ask them to vote no on, would allow motorists to buy lesser amounts of coverage with options limits ranging from $50,000 to $400,000, and those policies would carry a much smaller assessment. For consumers willing to pay more, unlimited coverage would still be available. Obviously, this is an insurance company's way of trying to get A, more money out of you, and B, to have to commit to spending less. And how unfortunate is that? You know, again, you're asked to pick up the tab, and that's the bottom line. You know, this is so consistent with everything that's been going on. You know, I understand that progress can be difficult, and I understand that from time to time, yeah, you know, even the most amazing things create pain. But everything? Stop and think about all of the issues that have changed and or that are being proposed. There is no accident between what happened in November of 2010 and what's happening today. As Republicans have taken over the legislature, as a very conservative mindset has settled in, business, which is Republican-friendly, keep that in mind. You know, this fascism that we talk about, it's real. They understand that they have a unique opportunity. I would even suggest that they know, that is corporate America, corporate Michigan, knows that this imbalance will not last beyond 2 years, and they are trying to ram through as much policy as they possibly can for as quickly as they can so that they may enjoy some of the benefits of controlling the legislature. Because, obviously, some of this stuff will be rescinded as soon as we have Democrats back in power and we restore some sanity. But you can't rely on that to happen because, frankly, folks, and let me piss you off a little bit this morning, I'm not convinced you're getting it yet. Are you really understanding what it's going to take to defeat the Republicans in 2012? Did any of you pick up the phone yesterday and call your state senator and ask them to vote no on SB 293 and 294? Did one of you do it? Even the most passionate amongst you is kind of missing the point. And by the way, I did call in case you're going to, you know, swing that door back in my direction. You know, my senator wasn't going to vote for it anyway, but I still called. You know, we can't make assumptions. You know, let me make that point as well. You can't just assume just because you have a a Democrat that represents you or a Republican that represents you that they're necessarily going to vote a certain way. You can assume it all you want, but they still need to know where you stand on these issues. It's so easy to pick up the phone and dial 517-373 and whatever their extension is. It's not that hard to do it. Somebody answers the phone, you have a dialogue, you hang up. Yeah, that's real complicated, isn't it? I'm just telling you, there's no guarantee that we're going to be able to reverse this thing as we move forward. Because I am not seeing the kind of passion I need to see. I will be interested to see how many people show up at the Labor Day parade this weekend. And I don't mean members of Labor. They will be there. Labor will show up in mass. That's not the question. Those of you that are there to support labor is the real question. And I had said this earlier on in the show. This Labor Day parade should not be about celebrating our past. It should be about concentrating and focusing on our future. There was a poll that was released yesterday, and the headline was just horrid. But let me paraphrase it by saying it basically said that Michigan business leaders question whether unions are doing more harm than good in local communities. Well, Michigan business leaders are really municipalities, and municipalities, of course, are handcuffed with budget shortfalls. So, yeah, their union relationships are going to be strained. And sure, it would be easier, if they didn't have unions. But, you know, this isn't always, and I shouldn't have to remind you, but I will, this isn't always about, you know, economic security. It's about safety. It's about process. I mean, there's a lot that unions do that have absolutely nothing to do with economic issues. And you need to be mindful of that. So this poll was very misleading. Actually, at least the headline was very misleading. And as you got into the poll, it wasn't nearly as bad as the headline would lead you to believe it is. But there's such an anti-union sentiment in this country right now. And certainly even in the state of Michigan, of all the godforsaken places in the state of Michigan, which is ground zero for organized labor. And so when we show up on Monday in downtown Detroit to march in solidarity, it needs to be about focusing on what we need to do to secure our future as a society. As we'll hear from Richard Trumka in the next half hour, and I'm not going to put words in his mouth, he's a very eloquent and passionate speaker. I don't think you folks are understanding where labor is right now. Great article in today's Free Press. Bob King spoke at the Economic Club of Detroit yesterday, briefly mentioned the Tea Party, certainly mentioned the importance of this next collective bargaining agreement with the Big Three. Lots of commentary that surrounds that. Everybody's looking to the UAW right now, as they should be, seeing how this process is playing out. Nobody, but nobody, wants this to go into arbitration. But there are some serious issues that have to be resolved in this contract. These are very serious times. And we can't look at things as we once traditionally did. We just can't any longer. You know, we gave up that luxury when we decided not to show up to vote in 2010 or in 2008 or in 2006. You see, the majority of us still don't vote. And that's one very real problem. You know, you've heard, and it's not a joke, but it's actually real. More people vote for American Idol than vote for the President of the United States. How sad is that? There's a headline this morning, you know, the Video Music Awards have best ratings since 1993. I'll bet you if that were a debate between two presidential candidates, which is going to be shown on every network, you're not going to get those kinds of numbers. Why is that?
It's easier to vote for American Idol.
So it's just about the ease of process?
Think about it. If you go to the poll and you're being discouraged, or if you have a hanging chad, or if you have to sign this and do it, for American Idol, you call a number. The number you call is basically your vote. It's that simple. You're done and over with. I mean, I think that's, and part of it again, the numbers are skewed because you can call like 60 times. So sometimes, you know, you're voting, you know, that many times for American Idol.
All right. So it's easier to devote multiple times by texting or using your cell phone than it is to just show up once at a voting place or get an absentee ballot.
I think so.
Okay.
For the American people, it is.
Well, how sad is that, number one? Number two, of course, the other issue is how many people aren't registered. And again, we already know how I feel on that, so I'm not going to beat that dead dog. I'm just going to say, I mean, you know, quite simply, folks, if you don't want to go to your polling place, then get an absentee ballot. It is a simple process. And then you don't even have to go anywhere. They mail you the ballot, you fill it out, and you send it in. Just say that you're going to be out of town on election day. I mean, there are ways around this. Yes, they can make it better. I mean, especially the state of Michigan is so regressive. They don't allow same-day registration. You know, we need to perfect a system, if at all possible, which I doubt, on being able to vote online. And I understand the fear with that. You know, Jeff, it was so much easier when you just showed up and you put a check mark next to a name on a piece of paper. You know, why don't we just go back to that system? Because you can't corrupt that system. This is not rocket science, folks, and you need to vote. You need to engage.
You can't debate that system either.
No, you can't. Well, maybe that's why. All right, a quick break here. We'll come back and wrap up this hour on the other side. Don't know where Iris is, so we'll just move on. Tony Trupiano with you. If you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. We'll take the break and be right back.
It's Congress that does the spending. The president is prohibited to do that. If he had the power to do that, he would be making the spending decisions. He would be making the taxing decisions. Clearly, that's unconstitutional.
On 1310 WDTW.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Democrats are talking about job creation. Republicans are talking about how to protect the wealthiest Americans. How are we going to begin to bridge that gap?
That's what Democrats are for. President Obama from day one has been focused on getting our economy turned around. We've gone from bleeding 750,000 plus jobs a month to now, every month for the last 15 months, we've had job growth in the private sector.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Yeah, I'm a little disgruntled this morning. No question. I'm just concerned. It's not that I'm disgruntled. I'm concerned. And you know, after the show today, I'm having breakfast with the listener. I mean, these are people that are standing up, that are just outstanding people, very passionate people. And I know you're out there. We need more of you. I mean, we really do. And I'm trying to find, whether it's the issue, whatever the lightning rod is, you know, what can I get you to hold on to? Really hold on to, I mean, and go along for the ride. That's what I'm looking for. That's where my focus is. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Joe in East Point. Joe, good morning to you. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. I'm going to tell you why people vote on American Idol and not, say, in the American presidential race. Your vote actually counts on American Idol. It can't be sent to the Supreme Court to be overturned.
You know what, Joe? I love you. You've called the show before. You're a smart guy. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that the average voter thinks that their vote doesn't count. I'm not buying it, Joe. That's an excuse.
Well, no, I vote and have voted for many years since I've been old enough. But my vote for the presidency in 2000 actually absolutely did not count. I might as well have stayed home based on how it was handled and who became president.
Okay, so, and by staying home, Joe, you accomplished nothing. And you know what? I don't disagree with you, Joe. I don't think my vote counted that year either. Let's remember that Al Gore had the majority of votes.
Yes,
all right,
he still lost the election.
But that's not why people today aren't showing up to vote, Joe. They're not saying my vote didn't count that year, so I'm not going to ever vote again.
Did I say that?
Well, then what are you saying, Joe? I mean, how do we get people off their lazy asses?
I was only making an analogy, sort of tongue-in-cheek, as to why people might vote, on American Idol. You mentioned it, and why not for the presidency? Their vote won't be overturned on American Idol. They vote, that's it. My vote was overturned by the Supreme Court in the 2000 election. That's all I was saying.
All right, I appreciate it as always, Joe. I appreciate the phone call. Let's move on to Les in Detroit. Les, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Tony. Joe is not off the mark too much. Now, don't discount his theory either. Now, on American Idol, you don't have to be 18 to vote for it. You can be a teenager, and that's who watch the show is mostly teenagers. And if you can vote more than one time, that, you know, fans of vote votes too. So we can't use American Idol to gauge what's going on in America.
And I know that, Les. Here's my problem. We know that there are a percentage of adults, legal adults, that aren't registered to vote. We know that of those registered to vote, only a small percentage of them actually do. Now, I'm frustrated by that because some of those people, Les, I think like you and I do. I think some of those people like to complain about the way things are, but don't vote to change the way things are. So, yeah, it kind of gets under my skin a little bit. You following me?
Well, I follow you, Tony, because, I've been out there on the recall trail, and I'm listening and talking to the people out there. And, you know, and they feel real discouraged about this voting system. You know, they don't make it easy for you to vote. And, you know, and I don't know if people know this, 59,981 people were disenfranchised in the last mayoral election, you know, because they couldn't recount those votes. They had to throw them out. So they had to use the way the system is set up, the votes that they could count. So, and that put Dave being in office. See, I think that's unfair.
Now, you know, listen, Les, I think Freeman, I don't disagree with that. I think Freeman Hendricks was actually elected mayor of Detroit. I think that election was rigged. I don't think Kwame was reelected the second time around, to be honest with you.
And see, and that's where the problem is. People know that they can vote for individuals. And they keep getting these crooks in office. They get real discouraged out there. You know, what can they do? They feel powerless. And the only power we got, Tony, is our vote. And they trying to take that away.
And that's why we need more of us.
We've been in the attack.
But you know what? See, what happened in 2008, Les, thank you for your call. What happened in 2008, when President Barack Obama was elected, a record number of Democrats or independents or even Republicans who voted Democrat came out to the polls, record numbers of voters, and it made a difference. So I don't want anybody to tell me that when massive amounts of people show up, it doesn't make a difference. It does. I'm speaking to a larger issue here, and that larger issue is a commitment to democracy. What I am speaking to is something that should matter to all of us. It's about equal access to services. It's about, folks, it's about knowing that what you have worked so hard for, that your parents and your grandparents have worked so hard for, matter. It's not about electing a majority party in the state of Michigan and having them undo generations worth of hard, good work for nothing. It's about you saying, I've had enough. That's what this is about. That's what this dialogue is about. All right, let's try to get a couple calls in before we get to break. Let's go to Will in Milford. Will, good morning to you. Welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony?
I'm on fire this morning, Will. Thanks for asking.
I can tell that, buddy. You're pretty passionate this morning. Hey, I just have a simple question because, you know, I've gone and I vote all the time. I don't see very many limos pull up to the voting booth. So I pretty much figure that the Republicans are, at least the rich Republicans, absentee ballot.
Probably.
And I think that's something we need to do more of. I was just wondering, do we have any statistics on proving how efficient absentee ballots is? I mean, is that the way to go where our vote will truly count? Everybody wants to talk about their vote doesn't count.
Well, that's a great question. You know, oftentimes the absentee ballots, and well, thanks for the call. We're just short of time. Oftentimes absentee ballots aren't even counted until after the regular vote. I think they're always counted after the regular votes are counted. They just keep taking them in, and of course, you know, the cutoff day is election day. And I don't think they actually count until then. Is it more efficient? I mean, I voted absentee. It's quite efficient. You know, there was a time where I just, I wasn't going to be home, and so I had to vote absentee. It's real efficient. You vote to vote early, and you know, in Florida and some other states, you can actually start voting a couple weeks early. And I think that's pretty efficient, too. Let's go to John in Detroit. John, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning. John, good morning to you.
Good morning. I think the biggest problem is apathy because Democrats don't practice the Republicans' 11th commandment, that you don't talk about your president or say anything negative unless it gets people out to vote. Our biggest problem is we don't have a Fox News that cheerleads for our president and our party or Rush Limbaugh. Ronald Reagan said, my 80% allies will never be my 20% enemy.
Hmm.
We don't have that rah, 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 cheer for the president and always send it positive. So people just hear negatives from Republicans and negatives from Democrats, and they say, well, heck, that guy isn't no good. I'm not voting.
Well, John, we're going to have to leave it there. We'll have to continue this conversation some other time. We're out for the top of the hour. Russ with news and traffic. I'm sorry, weather and traffic, CNN with headline news. Rich Trumka on the other side. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. You'll find some minor delays on 275 northbound between 8th Mile and 696. 696 westbound between Mound and 75. It's a little bit backed up as well. And then 75 southbound between 14 Mile down to 8 Mile, you'll find some delays there too. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 62. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high right around 80. Currently, it's fair and 61 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after the top of the hour.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour. The number of people killed as a result of Irene is now up to 36. Some of the worst flooding is in Vermont, where the water still hasn't reached its peak in many areas. CNN's Amber Lyon reports Governor Pete Shumlin is defending the decision not to evacuate before the storm.
Many of these cities are in low-lying areas. Also, there are very few areas, large areas and towns of dry land. So the governor says that it would have been impractical to evacuate many of these communities. He has come under quite a bit of criticism for that.
A few areas in the Northeast are still underwater. CNN meteorologist Rob Marciano is keeping an eye on the situation from New York.
The waters in many areas still rising. One such place, the Passaic River, just west of here in New Jersey. And one of our affiliates, WABC, has had their chopper up and showing some of this flooding and the preparations. This river, which is a forecast to crest later this morning and through this afternoon.
FEMA says it's short on cash to help people hit by disasters like Hurricane Irene. The head of FEMA says they'll stop spending money on some projects to make sure they can pay people affected by emergencies. August has been a rough month for Americans in Afghanistan. 66 U.S. troops have died, which means it's been the deadliest month since the war started almost a decade ago. Watch out for Rick Perry in the Republican race for president. CNN's Lisa Desjardins has the latest poll numbers.
The CNN ORC poll puts Texas Governor Rick Perry at the top of the Republican heap by a large margin. Among current candidates, he gets 32%, Romney 18%, Bachman 12%. Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul round out the top five.
I'm Bill Caiaccio. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The maker of Keurig coffee machines hopes the coffee you serve with the pumpkin pie this Thanksgiving is Starbucks. This morning, Green Mountain Roasters and the Mermaid announced K-Cups from Starbucks will be available at grocery stores beginning in November. It will be next year before you can order them online or buy them at a Starbucks coffee house. The announcement is the culmination of a deal struck between the two companies back in March. Yelp is ending its attempt at daily online coupons. That's according to reports. It comes less than a week after Facebook ended its daily deal service and amid the rising popularity of the two leaders in the business, Groupon and Living Social. About an hour from now, S&P and Case-Shiller release the latest reading of U.S. home prices. They are expected to be up in June from May, but still almost 6% down from June of last year, so not much to celebrate. Stock futures are down. S&P futures losing 7. NASDAQ futures off 6. Dow futures down more than 50. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. Shift with Tony Trupiano. It's about freaking time.
And good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano back with you. Listen, save the emails. No one pissed in my Cheerios this morning. My blood pressure's just fine. I'm tired of posers. I'm tired of the fake progressives out there that say they want to stand up, that say they're doing their part, that all they're doing is listening to this radio show. And maybe going to a Democratic club meeting, and for some reason you think that makes you a progressive. That doesn't make you anything. And I don't care that I made somebody angry this morning. You know, I got to address this because I need you to start really standing up for what you believe in. You want to take this country back? You seriously want to take it back? Forget the idea that this fall is about, you know, waiting for good football games and hoping that, you know, somebody does something. You're that somebody. That's the part I'm trying to get you to get. You're that somebody. If you're waiting for somebody, it's you. Go look in the damn mirror. So appreciate the emails. Truly, I'm fine, folks. I'm fine. And that last half hour was for everybody's benefit, not some kind of therapy for me. All right. Let me get on. I'm very excited. I've been waiting a long time to have this interview. And it's one of the few that I got to tell you where I didn't sit down and write a big list of questions, because what we need to take care of today is some honesty. You don't have to construct honesty. You just kind of have to let it happen. Joining me now is truly one of my heroes. I started the show back in May of this year, and one of the first pieces of audio I heard was from Richard Trumka, who is president of the National AFL-CIO, give a speech talking about why we need to do politics differently. Since then, that message has resonated with me over and over and over again. I am a bleeding heart liberal. I am, of course, a great defender of organized labor and believe, as I've told you, that they are the way forward. This next half hour is about getting you to buy into that. Mr. President, thank you for joining us today on First Shift. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
All right. And I apologize for that little thing at the top. I just kind of lost it a little bit in the last half hour. I'm just trying to get people to show up, Mr. President. That's all I'm trying to do. All right.
I was about to say amen.
Well, and God bless you for that. You know, let me take you back to May of this year. You gave a speech where you said we need to start looking at the way we do politics a lot differently in organized labor. We need to take a look at the money that we donate. They expect that check, right? They expect that max check, those politicians, every election cycle. You said, wait a minute here. Maybe it's time we started having a different dialogue. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, because it wasn't working for working people. Look, working people have been made voiceless by the policies and politics that have been driven by political brinksmanship rather than a commitment to come together to solve our problems. And so we looked at it, said it isn't working for us, so we decided to build an independent voice for working Americans. It wasn't tied to any politician, wasn't tied to any party, but it was working to build up working people's strength.
Well, you know, as we have begun, I think fairly successfully here in Detroit, as we've begun to build this program, when I began, I said I was looking to build a movement, not a radio show, and I believe that's working. I really do, and some of it might be my own delusion, but let me have it because it's a worthy delusion if it is one. I see hardworking men and women. I get invited to rallies, and I get invited to meetings, and I'm showing up all over the place and talking to people that really believe that they no longer have a voice. People in labor I'm talking about. I believe they do have a voice. And I just, maybe you heard me say it as I began the top of this hour. The voice is theirs. That's the voice that's missing. Can I ask you to address that?
Well, here's what they've seen. And first of all, I'll start by answering the question succinctly. Yes, they have a voice when they come together and speak in unity. We've seen corporations take over the electoral process, flooding the airwaves with hundreds of millions of dollars to push an agenda that puts working people last. Citizens United decision. They spent $1 billion in the last election. This election, they'll spend $3 or $4 billion. And then we've seen the results of that. The election of politicians who want to apologetically care about corporate profits while blaming working people for the economic downturn. What we've said is, look, for every dollar you put into somebody else's campaign or to build their structure, the day after election day, you're no better off. So what we're going to do is build a structure where we can have it in place 12 months a year, not the 5 or 6 months before an election, but we can keep it in place for 12 months a year, and it can move seamlessly from electoral politics to advocacy for issues that are good for working people to accountability so that we hold those politicians accountable. Those that are friends, this new system will be wonderful for them. We'll be able to support them even more strongly. Those that want to be acquaintances, we'll do to them what they do to us. We'll tell them how much we love them, and then we'll wish them good luck.
Let me take you back to your porch in Pennsylvania. You and your grandfather sitting on the porch, and he's sitting there trying to teach you about life. You see miners coming and going to work. One day you'd be one of them. Did you ever think that, or what do you think your grandfather would say about what's happening in this country right now?
I think he'd be extremely upset that the sacrifices that his generation and my dad's generations made so that everybody could have a little better chance and everybody could have a share of the good life in middle-class America is being eroded and taken away. And we're seeing the old system of the rich and the poor and nothing in between come back to this country. I think he'd be very, very upset. And I think he'd probably kick me squarely in the backside for not having done more to prevent it.
Well, certainly you're standing up to that now, and you seem to be, there are no accidents. I truly believe that there are no accidents. And so here, Richard Trumka, you come along as the new voice of the AFL-CIO, you're part of a reform movement. You bring with you a stellar cast in your executive board. People all over the country are energized as to what the AFL-CIO means in their everyday lives suddenly. And that's a wonderful, wonderful start. And I have no doubt that you're going to be able to maintain and sustain that. But we need to grow this movement we call organized labor. Let me just give you the line I give on the show on a pretty regular basis. If you're part of a union, you need to get closer to that union. If you're not part of a union, you need to join one. I still believe, and I believe this with all my heart, that the only way forward, if democracy is to work, if we are to truly to protect and grow the middle class once more, it cannot happen without organized labor. It just can't.
You're absolutely right. And that's why we're doing a couple of things. We're focusing on full-time, year-round mobilization and education to ensure that we're talking to all working people on issues and politics. And, Tony, unlike in the past, we're not just talking to our members. In the going forward, we're going to be talking to all working-class people. We're trying to lift workers who don't have the legal right to organize. That's why we formed new partnerships with taxi workers, domestic workers, and worker centers to ensure that every person has a voice. We're reaching out to young people, and we're looking seriously at how we introduce and engage young people with the labor movement and what does work look like in the future and how we can redefine or re-image our role in it. And then we're trying to be innovative with things, use pension money to join with business and Wall Street even to create some jobs for our members around rebuilding our infrastructure. So you're absolutely right. It's the growth of that. And if you look to history, between 1946 and 1973, productivity in this country doubled, and so did wages. And the people in the bottom two quartiles' wages were increasing faster than the people at the top. And we represented about 40% of the workforce in collective bargaining. So collective bargaining was driving wages for everybody, union and non-union people alike. From 73 to date, productivity's gone up, but our wages have stagnated, everybody's wages, union and non-union people's wages have stagnated. We represent about 12.5% of the people. We don't drive wages anymore, and so all the wealth that's being created is going to the top percent or two in the country, and it's leaving everybody else behind. That's what's at stake here, the kind of country we are, what we will leave to our children, and what kind of economy there will be, whether it'll serve everybody or continue to serve just the people at the top. That's what's at stake, and that's why political action, legislative action, activity, being active in your union and being a voice in your community is so important for all of us.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Rich Trumka, we go back to 2008. If somebody would have told me that we would put two words together that would make sense, it would be jobless recovery, I would have laughed at those two words. But indeed, we have that. We have a jobless recovery. And as we look forward, we were talking about this earlier in the show today, we have trillions of dollars in liquid assets that are not being used right now, not being invested in people. I'm not talking infrastructure. I'm talking in people, in brain power, in muscle. You know, there is a way forward. Let's take a quick break here. We come back. Let's talk about if we have what the problem is. Is it a revenue problem or is it a jobs problem? Because if it's a jobs problem, I have an idea, Richard Trumka, that you figured out how to solve this. We'll take the quick break. This is Tony Trupiano. My guest again, the national president of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka. Stay with us. We'll take a quick break and be right back on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Middle class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Overall, we're looking pretty good out there on the freeways. We do have a couple of slowdowns, though. 275 northbound between Ann Arbor Road and the 96 and 14 interchange. 96 eastbound between Milford and Wixom Road. 75 southbound between 14 mile down to 8 mile. You'll find some delays there, too. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. And then tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 62. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 80. Currently, it's fair and 62 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding,
you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. My guest again, Richard Trunka with the National AFL-CIO. Again, you're going to find them online at aflcio.org or just go to the Facebook page. We've got it prominently displayed there, and you can click right on over. Mr. President, welcome back. And ask the question before the break. Do we have a revenue problem or a job problem? I know the answer to the question. How do we start moving forward on jobs?
Well, I think there are, first of all, you have to have a commitment to create jobs. And right now, I don't think anybody has a jobs program going. Hopefully in the next week, the president will announce a real jobs program. But, you know, we have one. Here's the five things that need to be done. And we can create jobs and put the country back to work. When we put the country back to work, the revenue problem goes away, the deficit problem goes away, and everybody gets to live a little bit better. So, one, we got to rebuild America's schools, roads, ports, airports, and energy system. Two, we got to revive manufacturing and stop exporting good jobs overseas and start exporting products. Three, we got to put people to work doing things that need to be done. We need to target areas where there's exceptional high unemployment. And that would include a lot of African-American communities and Hispanic communities. Four, we got to help state and local governments avoid more layoffs and cutbacks of public service by aid to them. And then five, we got to help fill the massive shortfall of consumer demand by extending unemployment benefits and keeping homeowners in their homes. We do those things. We put America back to work, and the wolves that these people are the whiners out there and the ones that have given up on the country, they go behind us, and we start to build a country that really does work for everybody again.
You know, and it seems to me that this isn't even a difficult process. It's because we've done it before, so we already know how to do this, so it begs a certain question. And, of course, that's what do we do with the conservative members of Congress and the conservative members of the corporate community that are absolutely holding on to their core beliefs. And I'll be honest with you, part of it is they don't want Barack Obama reelected. And one of the ways is to keep the economy in the toilet. Shame on them. I think it's sinful that they're doing it, but I think it's clear that they're doing it.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Mitch McConnell announced that. And then look what Representative Micah did just a few weeks ago. He's willing to shut down the FAA over, you know, a simple extension could have happened. He lays off 90,000 people in the process. Didn't blink an eye. Doesn't say I'm sorry. Hopefully he's realized the follies of his way and he'll go back and correct it. But they don't care. They haven't prioritized. They haven't made job creation everything that they do. And I'm going to tell you this. And any elected leader out there who doesn't focus everything on jobs should be ashamed to hold office, and we ought to help take them out of office.
Well, the shame of it is they ran, you know, here in the state of Michigan, I know you're familiar with what's going on here, Republican governor, Republican legislature, Republican Supreme Court. You know, everybody that's working, that was elected in 2010, said they were running on jobs, jobs, jobs. Our own damned governor, Richard Trumka, said, you know what, we're going to worry about jobs next year. You know what, I believe you're coming in for the Labor Day parade.
I am.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are still, in southeast Michigan, we are still bleeding jobs. Our unemployment rate went up almost 0.5% last month. We can't wait till next year. That's sinful.
Absolutely. And I think I said this earlier, and I'll say it again to the president. This is the moment that working people in history will be judging President Obama on his presidency and every other person that's out there in the House, the Senate, or at the state level. And the question is the president going to commit all his energies and focus on bold solutions to the jobs crisis, or will we let the Tea Party dictate policies and offer cuts to the middle class programs like Social Security, all the while pretending that the deficit is where our economic problems lie? That's what's going to judge, and it's going to judge him. It'll judge every member of the Senate, every member of the House, and down into the state level. And by the way, we're going to be playing in those state levels because they make a tremendous difference in people's lives. They could be helping us create jobs, and they aren't.
No, they're not. You know, listen, if a radio show has a core constituency, I guess listenership would be the right word. You know, mine would be those in labor, whether it's teachers, whether it's auto workers, whether it's taxi drivers, no matter who it is. My core listenership are hardworking, everyday, middle-class Americans that just want a fair shake. These are people that as I go out, as I will this week, I'm giving a couple speeches this week, as I go out and reach out to these people, they're my neighbors. They look like me. They spend like me. They're afraid like I am. These are people that are just willing to do whatever it takes to get by. They just want it to be fair. Before I let you go today, I want to make them feel like, you know, this fight is something that is worth investing in. You've talked a great deal today about having a different discussion, about doing things in a different way. It's no longer going to just be about writing that check to the politicians and trying, quote unquote, to elect the right people. At some level, these people in the community, those my neighbors, those people that look like me, those people that work as hard as I do, they have to take some responsibility in this as well. Do we need them? Do we need an army of people to turn this thing around come 2012?
It won't happen without them. Without grassroots being educated and mobilizing and coming together, nothing will change. That's why we're trying to build an independent voice for working Americans, an independent voice that talks for union members and, quite frankly, non-union members, that gives them meaning. Because right now, corporate America, the very rich, they have a lot of voices. They've elected and bought some of the best politicians that are out there. It's up to us, if we want to change things, to get off of our backside, to come together and go out and start demanding things again. See, they want us to believe that nothing is possible in this country anymore, that good jobs aren't possible, that we can't afford it, that Social Security, we can't afford it, retirement, we can't afford it, we can't do anything. They want us to believe that so that we have no demands or aspirations. Well, let me tell you something. It's all a matter of priority. This country can afford good jobs and secure retirement. It can have health care for everybody. If we decide as a nation to do that, we're going to try to go out and recruit and elect people who stand for that proposition, that everybody ought to have a fair chance at some of the good things in life. A job, a health care, retirement. I can't say that today for some reason.
Secure retirement, but we're good.
Secure
Don't worry.
Secure retirement. I finally, thanks for the help. That's what we stand for, and that's what we're going to go out and try to build.
Well, it's my turn to say.
Year around.
It's my turn to say. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're not going to stop on Election Day. We're going to continue this year round, building, reaching out, getting like-minded people to come together, educating and mobilizing, and it all starts with you.
All right. My turn to say amen, brother. I hope I get to meet you on Monday here in Detroit. I'll be at the parade as well.
Look forward to it, Tony. Thanks for all the hard work and a good job that you do.
Thank you. Great to have you on the show. A quick break here. It's open lines after that, folks. Give us a call, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Still a traffic update brought to you by Lakeside Mall. Got some slowdowns out there, especially on 96 eastbound between Milford and Beck Roads. You're going to find it a little bit slow because, well, sometimes there's just too much sunshine and the glare gets to be too much. Everybody's driving slow there. Also, 275 northbound between Ann Arbor Road and the 96 and 14 interchange, and 696 westbound between Mound and Woodward. I'm Russ with traffic.
Lakeside Mall's family recess event is Saturday, September 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. There will be exclusive offers, games, and prizes. Spend $150 and receive a $20 mall gift card. Offer valid while supplies last. Conditions apply. For more details, visit shop-lakesidemall.com.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the lower 60s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high right around 80 degrees. Currently, it's fair and 62 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says in many ways the U.S. has lost ground since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was alive. Jesse Russell reports.
This weekend, Washington, D.C. played host to the National Symposium on Jobs, Justice, and the American Dream. The symposium was held at the headquarters for the AFL-CIO and was intended to coincide with the unveiling of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. The dedication of the King Memorial was originally scheduled for Sunday, but due to Hurricane Irene, it was postponed. The symposium still went on as scheduled. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka spoke at the symposium. He said, over the last few years, the United States has lost ground on achievements reached during King's lifetime. He noted the national unemployment rate is twice what it was when King marched on Washington, D.C.
We live in a country less economically equal than in Dr. King's time. Jobs are scarcer. It's harder to go to college. And the right to a voice on the job has largely been taken away from America's workers.
The new date for the official dedication of the King Memorial will be in September or October.
Santos Castaneda is back to work at a warehouse in Chino, California, after being fired last week for passing out leaflets promoting a safe workplace. Castaneda says he was fired moments after speaking out at a rally urging NFI Industries to correct workplace abuses. Warehouse Workers United's Shahrir Kauchi says that Castaneda was reinstated after unfair labor practices were charged and thousands signed a petition urging Walmart and NFI Industries to rehire the worker activist.
Probably somebody above, either way at the company or even at the retail level, said, you have to fix this because clearly it was so blatant that, especially to do it in front of a community picket, a group of over 150 community members, clergy, leaders, to do that right in front of us while we were there supporting these workers. You know, it's kind of a thumb in the eye to all those folks who did come out. Workers are always taking a risk to stand up and speak up for their rights. But there also is a clear benefit. If you stand up with a group, you join up with your coworkers, you join up with your colleagues and do it together, there's a better chance that you'll be able to be protected because there's strength in numbers.
This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. First of all, I want to thank President Richard Trumka for a generous amount of his time. To give us a half an hour of his time was truly a gift, a blessing to all of you. And I'm sure that everybody listening to the show thoroughly enjoyed that. He's inspirational. The guy's just amazing. You stop and, you know, I think about, you know, the current crop of labor leaders, Richard Trumka, Bob King, Roger Robinson, Kevin Moore, Jimmy Hoffa, and many, Mark Gaffney, and many, many others. It is no accident that they are leading at a time where we need leadership, but they can't do this alone. And so part of their job is to inspire, and I hope that President Trumka inspired some of you. Whether you're in labor or not shouldn't matter. I'm hoping that he inspired you. You really need, you know, to go to the podcast page, and you need to share that last half hour with people that you know. There was a lot of common sense in that. You know, he was speaking to everybody, not just the few of us that are, you know, those of us in labor. He was speaking to all of us. You know, there's some real wisdom in what Richard Trumka had to say. And so truly, after the show is done and the podcast is up, share that last half hour with people. Let them know that there are people out there that are advocating on their behalf, that there are people that are anxious to help them, as Richard Trumka is. He's anxious to help people. You know, it's important that you understand that. I know not everybody's going to agree with what he had to say, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of common sense in what was there. And this isn't the same old political, you know, the organized labor, political, yep, we're going to support the Democrat kind of leadership. Thank God it's not that anymore. Thank God. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. You can get us on email at tony@thetonyshow.org. That's thetonyshow.org. And last but certainly not least, on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano, TonyTrupiano. Let's welcome Cliff and Flat Rock to the show. Cliff, a pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning. What's on your mind?
Morning, Tony. I just wanted to comment on Trumka's five-point plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me like only one of the 5 points doesn't include spending public money.
Okay. Is there a problem?
And yeah, there's a problem. He talks about all these road projects that we could create that would create jobs. We just spent almost $900 billion in the stimulus plan, and that could have been used for road projects, but it wasn't.
How many jobs do we create with that? How many jobs do you create with that $900 billion?
I don't think it created any.
2,500,000.
No way.
Yeah, Cliff, and it's continuing. Cliff. This is my show. Cliff, I get to talk too. We created 2.5 million jobs with that $900 billion, and it's not all spent yet. Number one. Number two, It's continuing, as I said on the show last week, I read an article in the New York Times, it's continuing to show progress. Now, we're going to bring it back on. Just be respectful to my point of view and let me talk every now and then. Go ahead, Cliff.
There's more people unemployed today than when the money was spent, than when the stimulus plan was passed.
All right, now, so Cliff, stop. You're done. You can't get on the show and not know what you're talking about. We are, you know, the private sector has continued to add jobs every month for the last 16 months. We're just not creating enough of them. But there is not more. There was more unemployment at the beginning of Barack Obama's term than there is today. Sweet God, Cliff. I mean, come on. I mean, if you're going to lie, make it something good, not something that we have factual, you know, top of our head knowledge about. How ridiculous was that? 888-552-3595. Let's go to Rob in Carlton. Rob, welcome to the show, and good morning to you.
Thank you. I'm just listening. I wanted to get your take on something. I'm a UAW member for over 20 years, and, you know, we got a contract going on right now. And, you know, when I hired in, we were equal pay for equal work, and that was kind of a standard for the UAW.
Right.
And I just wanted to get your take on it, how we got like two and three different pay scales now, because over the weekend I just talked to some younger people, and they're really bitter about this. And I believe, to me, it's a fundamental, when I signed up in UAW, when I started working, it was one of our fundamental beliefs, equal pay for equal work.
And you know what?
I wanted to get your point.
Sure, Rob. Rob, don't go anywhere. I want you to stay with me. You know, I had Bob King on the show last month, and I asked him about that, and he said that certainly that was one of the things that they were taking a look at. You'll recall when they had to restructure the contract to get them through bankruptcy, that was one of the things that they gave up, was the equal pay clause. All right? So, you know, so that we're in full
we didn't give up. We didn't go into bankruptcy, though. Ford
didn't. No, I didn't say the UAW. I meant the auto company. So I said this was,
right,
you know, so that they would avoid it. So they had to, you know, so you're with Ford, I'm taking it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a little bit different situation there because they weren't under the same federal guidelines. My point is, one of the contentions is they're not going to eliminate the two-tier wages, but that they are going, and what they're negotiating now, Rob, is to lessen the amount of time between when that new $14 an hour wage starts and when it starts to escalate. So that's what they're working on first, is to shorten that amount of time. Bob King said he doesn't like it either, but they've got to deal with the reality of what's there, and they've got to make sure that everybody's still competitive. Ultimately, we need jobs.
Right.
So I don't like it either, Rob.
Isn't it, though, also, like, as union members, like, they always tell everybody to be involved. Like, I heard there was a quote from Franklin Delano Roosevelt that, he got voted in with the help of the union, yet he wasn't doing what the unions wanted him to, and he said, you have to make me do it. You know, and I think that we're letting a lot of young people down now, because if these Republicans push through their agenda and they weaken the union like they already have to a certain point, then they're going to go for lower minimum wage because they're going to say, well, you know, I mean, how can a person afford to take care of a family on $14 an hour?
They can't. They can't. And, you know, and Joe Ashton spoke to that last month as well. Rob, I appreciate the call. I just got to get to some other callers. Let me just say this while you're still with me, because I know you're on your way to work. Let me just say this. You can't raise a family on $14 an hour. The union, the UAW recognizes that. They're addressing that. It may not be addressed as quickly as you like, but they are addressing it, number one. Number two, you said the key. The union does have control in one thing, and that's making, and union guys are the best, and women are the best political organizers we have. You're right. We need to now stand up to what the Republicans are doing. If we don't do it, I'm a union member too, Rob. If we don't do it, shame on us. And you're right. We will be letting down the next generation. We cannot let that happen. Perfectly said. Perfectly said. All right, let's go to Mike in Westland. Mike, welcome to First Shift. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. I would say that I remember Barack Obama saying when he wanted to have stimulus passed, and it was passed, it was to stop unemployment from going over 8%. So we were in the sevens, and under Barack Obama...
Oh, God, we were not in the sevens when he was elected. We were in the...
Tony.
No, okay, enough. Goodbye, Mike. I'm not doing this. We were in the nines. Oh, sweet God. Folks, check your facts before you call it. We do not have more unemployment under Barack Obama. What the hell is wrong with you people? Seriously, is it just like crazy conservative day? Really? Oh, my God. This is just insane. Let's go to Charles in Detroit. Charles, please tell me you're not going to tell me we have more unemployment under Barack Obama than we did under George Bush.
No, you're definitely right on that fact. You know, I'm going to go to Google and get and pull up some proof of it, but that you are correct.
I know I'm correct. I don't need
to have more unemployment. I mean, but I want to emphasize that encourage you to keep up your passionate pitch on the vote that you had earlier in the show. Don't give that up, you know, because somebody calls in and says your blood pressure is up. Well, their blood pressure should be up, okay?
It's better than coffee.
Right now. I mean, this is a good time to start. This is early to start, but this is going to be the Civil War. You know, if we don't beat these Tea Party people, it's like the Confederacy winning the Civil War. So, we got to go on this.
Well, you know, Charles, it makes no sense. You know, I'm going to go back to what the caller Lee said weeks ago. Now, there are more of us than there are of them. We should be winning, Charles. You know,
yes,
we should be winning, but we've got to show up. We've got to register to vote.
Wake up the sleeping giant, which is what you're trying to... We got to wake up the sleeping giant.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'm glad you are... I was thinking myself, you know, even before the show in the last couple of days, gee, I need to, you know, we need to emphasize voter turnout. You know, we got people registered even, you know, we got to somehow... And it's hard because, you know, all they create a climate of a mess that people want to just throw their hand, you know, don't want to have anything to do with. That's part of the purpose of such a news being so negative about politics, to turn people off, you know, the regular folks off to it. So it's a hard fight, but I'm glad that you are emphasizing it. I thought the UAW went down to two-tiered wages even before it was. Even before the bankruptcy, maybe during the bankruptcy, but
it was during the bankruptcy, and we got to get to the break. But Charles, I appreciate your vote of confidence and your point here. But listen, the UAW does not like the two-tier system, the wage system. There's no question that's true. Again, I think that initially, what's going to happen is they're going to shorten the time period between the 14, and then building up from there. And eventually, the goal is to eliminate it altogether. No one agrees with that more than I do. All right, a quick break here. James and Steve, you're up next. If you want to join us, now's the chance to do that as we're getting ready to wrap it up on this Tuesday program. 888-552-3595. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Recently on First Shift.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. You took the wind out of my sails when you said it about being sold a bill of goods and us having to vote. They want to destroy public education. They want to destroy unions. They want to destroy everything that this country fought for. This is the result of us not voting back in November.
You know, folks, Norm just said it perfectly. In fact, Jeff, if we can try to make a promo on what Norm just said about this is from not voting.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
On 1310 WDTW.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And 10 minutes before the top of the hour, let me address one issue before I go back to the phones. Folks, as we take a look at the unemployment numbers under Bush, under Obama, I just want to make it real simple. Under President Bush, we saw some of the worst employment numbers this country has ever seen. Under President Obama, we have seen growth. Now, we're not seeing the kind of growth we need that we're going to significantly turn this around. All right? But since January of 2010, we have added jobs every single quarter since then. Now, we're not adding, the kind of jobs and the numbers that we need to make sense. But if you want to see what I'm looking at, just go to Reflections of a Rational Republican. Because I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it just doesn't matter. We have created jobs under George W. Bush. I'm sorry, under Barack Obama, over George W. Bush. And a lot of it was based on stimulus spending. And again, just Google this stuff. I don't make it up. Just Google it. You'll see it. And there's factual information there for you to take a look at. All right? Fair enough. Let's go back to the phones. I want to welcome James in Detroit to the show. James, thanks for punching in this morning. What do you got on your mind this morning, James?
First of all, I think that you should receive some type of citizen's award for what you do. I have 2 points. One point is I heard that in that big Wisconsin recall vote, that only 24% of the voters turned out. Is that correct? And if so, why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know that that's correct, and I can certainly, like anybody else, I can certainly find that information out. If it is, now keep in mind it was a recall election, so people don't take that as seriously, but, you know, I was told, and only reason I remember this because I really watched the returns that night, is they said that they were getting presidential election-type numbers. But, you know, James, if we take a look at that, you know, sometimes only, you know, 20 to 30% of the electorate show up to vote anyway. You know, so that may be a real number. Unfortunately and sadly, but that may be a real number.
My second point is this. I believe that every time they take a bite out of education financially, that ensures that in the future the voter turnout will be even less than we see these days.
No question, that's true. Completely. The less educated somebody is, the less likely they are to vote. There's no question that's true. Statistics prove that out. So yeah, James, I totally get that. Yeah. If you dumb down your populace enough, they're going to pretty much just go along. I mean, they're just happy. You know, a lot of people are just happy, and this is kind of what scares me, James. A lot of people are just happy just getting by right now. Or almost getting by. Not even getting by, but almost getting by. You know, and that's not the way we should be living our lives. Because you're living afraid when you're living like that. So you're not worried about going out and voting. You're just worried about taking care of yourself. So, and not that I blame people for doing that. I don't want to take that. People take that the wrong way.
I'll close by saying they are winning because they are organized better.
Well, I don't disagree. And James, thank you for your call. We just need to show up. We need to register to vote. We need to go out and vote. They're organized better because those people are showing up. So you get the chance to show up. You need to show up. That can manifest itself in many, many different ways. All right? It can be showing up for the parade on Monday. That's one way to do it. Getting involved in your Democratic Club. Becoming more informed. Just read more. You know, educate yourself. Lots of ways to do this. Lots of ways to do it that involve, you know, you're in a union, get involved in the union. A lot of ways to do this. Let's go to Lee in Farmington. Lee, as always, a pleasure. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I heard my name, so it made me have to jump up.
What's going on?
You know, I heard you today talking about the real progressives and the fake progressives, and I said, you know what? I told the screener, I said, you know, I got a big mouth, I got a lot to say, but I'm ready. I need to do something. So my boss made the mistake of saying it was okay when I said, do you think it'd be all right if I just use this nice area we have here? Because we're in downtown Farmington, and we have this nice area. You know, do you think it'd be all right if I put something out there that people can register to vote and maybe sign that petition for Snyder? He said, oh, yeah, because, you know, I just look like a nice little lady. What harm could it do? So what I'm looking for from you, Tony, is you tell me what to do. And I got this spot, and I don't know, should we do it every day? Should we do it once a week? Should we do it once a month? I don't know. They look at me, they think I'm really harmless now, Tony.
Well, I mean...
I want to put something out there that's going to help people register to vote, because I want to not just run my mouth, I want to do something.
Well, and that is doing something, Lee. I mean, you do what, you know, as I've said on this show, if you can give an hour, give an hour. If you can give 10, give 10. I'm not going to tell people what they can give. I don't know what they can give.
Do you just put voter registration?
Absolutely.
Is that all you do?
Listen, if we can register more voters, and I'm not saying more Democratic voters, more voters, period. You know, once somebody's registered, they're obviously more likely to vote, Lee. You know, if you're not registered, you're not going to vote anyway. So that's a good start. It starts, you know, again, the longest journey begins with what? A single step.
That's right. I'm saying if we all do that little bit, if you have any free space, any place that you can put out forms and you can say, hey, you can register here, we should all do that. You know, a lot of us feel disempowered, like we can't really participate. But I'm saying let's give people something really simple like that, and that snowball starts rolling. We will take this back because, again, Tony, there are more of us than there are of them. And that's why they're coming out the woodwork saying crazy things to you like zombies out of graves, lying. Because if they put that lie out there enough, they make people believe it. So I love you. Keep telling the truth. Slap them around, Tony.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, sister. I appreciate that as always. I love you, too. All right. Well, listen, we're gonna pretty much leave it there. What a day. I mean, what a day. It went by, as it always does anymore, really, really fast. You know, I want to just keep this in mind as we look to close up the show today. We do have a Labor Day parade on Monday. I'd like to see a lot of you out there. I'd like to wave to a lot of you. I'm going to be out there with a lot of people that I care about. I care about all of you. I mean, at the end of the day, I do care about all of you. This isn't about the color of your skin. It's not about your sexual orientation. It's not about your male or female. It's not about Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Green Party or anything else. It's about being an American. It's about being a citizen. It's about being a part of this democracy. And I just want to see more people do well. And you keep telling me, those on the other side keep telling me, if we just trust in the system that it will be okay. Well, we're trusting in the system and it's not happening. You see, I would be okay with it if I saw progress. I do not. And when I don't see progress, I have a tendency to want to see change. Is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. And so don't criticize me for wanting everyone to have some instead of some to have everything. Isn't it only fair? I know I'm a liberal. I get that. But I'm also a Christian, and I'm a human being, and I'm a dad, and I'm a husband. I'm a lot of things. And my needs are not being met because too many of my brothers and sisters are suffering, and for that, I will fight. I want to thank Jeff and Todd. Again, without them, this doesn't happen. I want to thank all of you. And, hey, off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Still going to get some slow traffic out there on 96 eastbound between Milford and Wixom Roads. Also, 275 northbound between 8th Mile and 696. You'll find some delays there, too. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, a high right around 82 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 62. And tomorrow, it stays dry, partly sunny, a high near 80. Currently, it's fair and 62 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Identify yourself.